You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this hour of prayer. We are seeking the face of God. We are laying ourselves and our stuff prostrate at the feet of God. Hallelujah. We are humbly and repentantly and boldly rushing to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Mika, and you are blessed. The Bible says when two or more of us are gathered in his name, there I am in the midst. And anything we agree upon as touching, it shall be established. And so I am believing, hallelujah, and I pray that you join me, that in this place of prayer, riddled with faith, hallelujah, fused richly with faith, believing that God is able. Hallelujah. As we pray, we are believing that God is hearing us. And as we pray, we are believing that God is moving on our behalf. And as we pray, we are believing that God is answering according to his will. And as we pray, we are believing, hallelujah, that we are becoming more like Christ and conforming to Christ and being transformed, hallelujah, from the world and from the situations and from the condition and from the ailment and from the affliction, hallelujah. As we pray, we are believing, hallelujah. Yes, we are believing that our hearing of God is becoming even more sharper. We are believing. That's what we are doing in this place. We are believing, hallelujah, resaya, that with God all things are possible. We are believing, hallelujah, that there is nothing too hard for God. We are believing that our speech is becoming more like Christ. We are believing that we are coming into agreement with Christ says, hallelujah, and out of agreement with what the world says, and out of agreement with what my body says, and out of agreement with what my situation says, and out of agreement what people in the past have said, and out of agreement what maybe even my friends are saying, my family is saying, hallelujah. If it doesn't line up with the spirit of truth, the Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we are worshiping God only one way, and in spirit and in truth, hallelujah. And we are believing, God, that in this place, that we are encountering you, and we are believing, God, in this place, that you are loving on us into a new, loving on us into health, loving on us into deliverance, loving on us into beauty, loving on us into wholeness, loving on us into strength, loving on us into even having more energy, loving on us. Yes, God. Yes, God, we believe in this place. You are loving on us as we love on you. The Bible lets us know that the first commandment to love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, all of thy soul, all of thy mind, all of thy strength. Hallelujah. We are loving on you. We are loving on you today, oh God. We are loving on you, hallelujah, as you love on us. We are drawing near to you, oh God, as you draw near to us. We thank you for this time of intimacy with you, oh God. We thank you for this time of abiding in you, oh God. We thank you for this dwelling place, oh God. We thank you for this secret place, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, for being our husbandman, our vine dresser, oh God. Listen, that as because we abide in you, oh God. What's happening, hallelujah, is we're becoming more fruitful and we're multiplying, hallelujah. We're multiplying in spirit and in truth, oh God. Your goodness is multiplying in our life. Hallelujah. Your fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, is multiplying in our life. Your peace is multiplying in our life. Your love is multiplying in our life. Your joy is multiplying in our life. Your patience is multiplying in our life, that we're taking on your patience in ridding ourselves and even you pruning us of impatience. Hallelujah. Rebo Sokondia. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Your fruit of gentleness is multiplying in our life. Your fruit of kindness is multiplying in our life. Your fruit, hallelujah, rabasaya, rokondia rabasaya, of faithfulness is multiplying in our life. Your fruit, oh God, hallelujah, of self-control is multiplying in our life. Your fruit, hallelujah, resotaya. This is not one of the fruits that's listed in Galatians, but one of his fruits that's coming to me in this time by the Holy Spirit is humility. Your fruit of humility is multiplying in our life. Let that branch of pride be cut off, because it does not bear good fruit. It does not bear fruit. Hallelujah. Let the branch of pride be cut off. Here we go. In John chapter 15, as we have just read, hallelujah, verse 1, verse 1 says that I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman, is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Lord God, the branches in our life that's not bearing fruit, take it away. The friendships, hallelujah, the associations, hallelujah, that's not bearing fruit, take it away. Hallelujah. The habits, the activities, the engagements, the things that we are engaging in that does not bear fruit, take it away. That leads to waywardness, that is rebellious, rasaya, unto you. Take it away, oh God. Here we go. Thoughts. Hallelujah. Thoughts. Hi, Lord. The thoughts that we have, that we entertain, that we think, that we allow to lead us and dictate to us and that influence us, that does not bear fruit, take it away, oh God. That does not line up with your truth, take it away, oh God. Hallelujah. Make us aware in this season, oh God, and in this day, and in this hour, and in this time, oh God, of the branches in our life that's not bearing fruit. Hallelujah. Resaya, rokondia, basandareya. Let us release it. Let us let it go, oh God. Oh, Jesus, thank you. And the Bible says, in every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Lord God, may we have a discernment and a distinguishing to know, oh, this is what you're pruning. And it's not necessarily that it is not about it not being good. Hallelujah. It's that you are pruning it. Let us endure the pruning season. In the pruning session so that we may bring forth more fruit. God, give us a grace to endure what it is that we need to endure. Give us a grace, oh God, hallelujah, resaya, to persevere and to press through, hallelujah, rebasaya, as we bring forth more fruit. Oh, I believe in this moment, God sent me to let you know that this is a time of you bringing forth more fruit. Be fruitful and multiply. That is the blessing that God spoke when he created humans in his likeness and in his image. We are created. You are created in his likeness and in his image. Hallelujah. And so God, anything that's not in your likeness and that's not in your image, Jesus, that we believe in, have agreed with, have bought into, have adopted and accepted. Lord God, take it away. Lord God, expose it. Lord God, reveal to us. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us to operate, to function out of your likeness. Hallelujah. In having your image. Yes, God. Whose image have we taken on? What image have we taken on? What likeness have we taken on? How have we settled? Hallelujah. Resatabo so koteria. Settled in a way to assume a likeness in an image that's less than who God says we are. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. How have we settled just to be comfortable? Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. How have we settled? Hallelujah. Resataya, not to ruffle any feathers. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. How have we settled? Hallelujah. Karabosoya, and compromised. Hallelujah. To avoid the correction from God and the chastisement. He chastised those he loved. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, resaya. Help us, oh God, to assume your likeness and your image, Lord God. We don't want a diluted image and a diluted likeness. How are we dimming our light to conform and make someone else comfortable? Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Help us, oh God, to be the fullness of who you created us to be. Oh God, help us. Oh God, hallelujah. Resaya. Even if that means we may have to leave some people, disappoint some people, so that we can cleave to you and have the appointed time with you, oh God, and please you. We may have to displease some people, some folks, some things in order to please you. Let us assume the position. The Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please you, oh God. Hallelujah, Rasaya Kataya. We may have to let go of some activities, let go of some, hallelujah, some habits, let go of some things, let go of and even stop some conversations as we elevate and conform, hallelujah, and transform into your likeness more and evolve more into your likeness and into your image. I am just even being reminded of how God is moving in my life, and it's not necessarily that they're bad conversations, but God just wants us to get into a silent place with him. And so how is God so that we can come into the identity, the image, hallelujah, the likeness, the ability, the giftings that God has ordained and anointed us with and to be. Oh, hallelujah. May we have the discerning knowing of how God is in, of how the invitation that God is extending to us. God, may we accept the invitation from you as we abide. Oh, Lord, as we abide. There's a knowing and an understanding that comes as we abide in you. God, I thank you for the knowing and the abiding and the revelations and the wisdom that is coming on us and overtaking us as we abide in you. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for how you're making us supple as we abide in you and turning those dry places, watering those dry places as we abide in you. Hallelujah, resataya, and taking and overriding those famine places. Hallelujah, with a feasting place as we abide in you, oh God. I thank you how you are preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies as we abide in you, oh God. Let you be our number one friend. Let you be our Lord. Let you be, hallelujah, the first one we run to, the first we call on, hallelujah, the first that we seek advice from, the first that we seek counsel, oh God, rasaya kataya, good counsel, wise counsel, godly counsel, oh God, as we abide in you, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for the trimming that you're doing in our life, oh God, in any area where there is excess and this is not serving and this is actually extracting from and robbing us even unknowingly. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, rebo soto yo. Hallelujah, the Bible says in verse 3, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. We thank you, O God, for your word that's making us clean. We thank you for your word in Ezekiel 36, hallelujah, around verse 26. The Lord says that I will sprinkle you with clean water and make you clean. It is God who makes us clean. It is God who makes us anew. It is God who transforms us. God, I thank you, hallelujah, resaya, for cleaning us. Purge us with hyssop, Psalm 51 says, David says, as he's from that place of repentance, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Oh, Lord, resata bo socorosia. We thank you, oh God, for your blood on covering us today, for your blood that redeems, your blood, hallelujah, that bringeth forth salvation, that bringeth forth a forgiveness. We thank you, oh God, for your blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Make us clean, oh God. Make our thought life clean, oh God. Make our speech clean, oh God. And even God is just making me aware that I don't have to be saying like curse words and have vile or profane language and still not need to be made clean. If I'm not speaking in agreement with God, my speech needs to be made clean. My tongue needs to be made clean. If I'm speaking negative and God is speaking positive, oh, my speech needs to be made clean. If I'm speaking, listen to this. Now we got to be in the spirit for this one. If I'm speaking positive and God is speaking negative, meaning, this is when we have to be in the spirit, meaning, that he's negating some things, that he is like there's some things in our life that we engage in, conversate with, partake in, entertain, that is a negative to us in our spirit, in our life. That's a negative. And we're thinking it's a positive. We're not seeing any harm in it. Oh, Lord. Ah, hallelujah. Let us get aligned with Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Purge us with hyssop that we shall be made clean, oh God. Wash us that we be whiter than snow, oh God. Hallelujah. If I'm speaking, I can't, and God is speaking, you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Oh, clean my speech, oh God. If I'm speaking, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Hallelujah. And God is speaking. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivered them out of them all. Ah, let my speech be aligned with you, oh God. Let our speech be that of faith. Heavenly Father, we seek you now and ask, how do I speak about this situation that I'm facing? Tell me about this condition that I'm dealing with, this ailment, oh God. Give me a word to speak, Heavenly Father. Give us a word to speak your will. Reveal your will. Oh God, clean our speech. If I'm speaking my will and not speaking thine will be done, clean my tongue, clean my heart, clean my mind, restore my soul, that my desire is to do, and our desire is to do thine will and submit my will to you. For thine will always be better than our will. Oh, Jesus. Abide in me and I in you. Verse 4, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. What are we trying to do outside of God? What are we trying to get done without God? Mm-hmm. That is a place that easily bringeth forth frustration and worry and heartache and sleepless nights. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to step inside and do with you, in you, through you. For the Bible lets us know that with God, all things are possible. I'm not operating anymore. We're not operating outside of you. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Hallelujah. We're abiding in you, O God. We're abiding in you, O God. We're abiding in you, and as you abide in us, oh God, we thank you, hallelujah, for healing. As we abide in you, oh God, we thank you for your delivering power. As we abide in you, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for your peace that surpasses all understanding. As we abide in you, oh God, we thank you for those things that we thought we could never do, we see ourselves doing. As we abide in you, oh God, we thank you for doors that you are opening that man said is impossible to open, that we never thought that we would walk into, oh God. As we abide in you, oh God, we thank you, hallelujah, that the business ventures, hallelujah, are coming to pass and succeeding. As we abide in you, oh God, we thank you that those dreams are now manifesting and those ideas are, ideas are being downloaded and ideas are being stepped out on faith on. As we abide in you, oh God, we thank you for the success that comes, spiritual success, a financial success, a mental success, emotional success, relational success. We thank you, oh God, that as we abide in you, as we abide in you, Heavenly Father, we're discovering talents and giftings and abilities that were lying dormant. As we abide in you, that resurrecting power that is dwelling in us, yes, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, oh, we're walking in that power and experiencing that power on earth in supernatural, miraculous, extraordinary ways, oh God, hallelujah, in our business ventures, ministry ventures, hallelujah, personal ventures, relational ventures, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that as we abide in you, we are walking in a mountain moving faith, hallelujah. As we abide in you, we are coming into more of the power and the authority and the identity that we are able to speak to the mountain, to be thou removed and cast into the sea, and not doubt in our heart, but believe that which we say shall come to pass. We shall have whatsoever we say. As we abide in you, God, as we abide in you, oh God, I thank you that headaches are dissipating. As we abide in you, blood pressure is regulating. As we abide in you, pain is ceasing. As we abide in you, even the terminal of things are turning around and life is happening in that place. As we abide in you, it is possible. As we abide in you, strength is coming to our body. Strength is coming to our bones. As we abide in you, our youth is being renewed like the eagles. As we abide in you, beauty, hallelujah, is overtaking us where it once was ashes. Beauty, hallelujah, as we abide in you. As we abide in you, hallelujah, we notice resataya, us having a more a greater stamina, more energy, joy and laughter. As we abide in you, we don't have to have a reason to have laughter. We don't have to have a reason to have joy. As we abide in you, we don't have to have a reason to have peace. As we abide in you, for you are the reason. Hallelujah. You are the reason for my season of peace. You are the reason for my season of joy. You are the reason, hallelujah, for my season of sound mind. You are the reason for the season of my sweet sleep. You are the reason, hallelujah, resaya, resatayo. You are the reason, oh God. You are the reason. Yes, Lord, you are the reason. Somebody say, you are the reason, Lord. You are the reason for my attitude change. You are the reason, hallelujah, for my season of forgiveness. You are the reason. Oh, I hear you, Holy Spirit. You are the reason why I stepped away. You are the reason why I stepped to the side. You are the reason why I chose to be slow to speak. You are the reason why I chose not to fight this battle, but allow God to fight the battle. You are the reason, hallelujah, resaya, for this season of love. You are the reason, hallelujah, resaya. You are the reason. asking for this healing, even emotional healing, relational healing, healing from past trauma, healing from childhood trauma, healing from the past. You are the reason, hallelujah, that I'm delivered from the past, dwelling on the past, even celebrating and stuck in the past. You are the reason, hallelujah. You are the reason that I'm released and able to develop. You are the reason, hallelujah, that I'm set free from an arrested development. You are the reason, hallelujah. You are the reason, hallelujah, for my spiritual maturity. You are the reason for my emotional maturity. You are the reason, hallelujah, I'm able to trust. You are the reason I don't have any more trust issues. You are the reason, hallelujah. Ooh, you are the reason for this new standard I walk in and I move by. Hallelujah. For in you we live and in you we move and in you we have our being. You are the reason. Hallelujah. Resatabogodia. You are the reason. Hallelujah. You are the reason for my new, for this season of a new coping mechanism. You are my coping mechanism. Hallelujah. You are the reason for this season where I'm dependent on you and dependent on you. You are the reason. Hallelujah. You are the reason, Karabosundaya, that I went from empty to full. You are the reason, hallelujah, that we went from little to being ruler of much. You are the reason, hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Ooh, Lord Jesus. You are the reason, yes, God. You are the reason, hallelujah, for this season of favor. A favor I speak on you that caused strangers to bless you. Strangers are blessing us. And your enemies to bless you. Ah, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. You are the reason, hallelujah, for this season of just a miracle, even moving within our finances and just seeing you even in the little place of our finances, giving us favor and erasing and forgiving debts and giving us favor and allowing, like, just even allowing more grace. You are the reason, hallelujah, for this season of grace and mercy following us all the days of our life. You are the reason, hallelujah, that now as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You are the reason, hallelujah, for this divine marriage. You are the reason, hallelujah, resakataya, that I'm able to walk through my season of singleness. Hallelujah. Full and complete and not lacking nothing and not feeling like I'm lacking. You are the reason. Hallelujah. You are the reason, God, as we abide in you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Woo, Lord. Yes. You, God, Jesus. You are the reason. You are the reason for the season of all things possible. Yes, God. The Bible says in verse 6 of John chapter 15, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. I am just right now even being reminded that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. I'm being reminded by the Holy Spirit right now that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall condemn. Hallelujah. God is fighting your battle. God is avenging. The enemy came in one way and flee seven different ways. Amen. Hallelujah. Reba sataya. It shall come near you, but it shall not touch us. Hallelujah. It shall fall at our right hand. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible guarantees and speaks to us in Psalm 91. Amen. Hallelujah. As we abide, hallelujah, as we abide in Christ Jesus, yes, Lord, yes, God, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thine eye shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord, which is our refuge. Somebody say abide. Even the Most High, our habitation. Somebody say abide. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. I come against any plague that has come near thy dwelling. We rebuke the plagues in our body. I rebuke the plague in your finances. I rebuke the plague that has come to your mind. I rebuke the plague, hallelujah, rasaya, of your soul. Let your soul be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your soul be preserved in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, rasaya, bogodia, rebasaya. Thank you, oh God. Resaya, I rebuke any emotional plagues right now in the name of Jesus. Let no plague come near thy dwelling. For you, God, are giving your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways as we abide in you. This is all scripture, all aligned, because in Psalm 91:1 it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place. The dwelling is the abiding. In the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We are abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes, God. Oh, Lord, yes. We abide. We abide. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we thank you for peace that's there, protection that's there, your divine will that we are finding and coming into the knowing that is there. I thank you, oh God, for the blessing that's in the this abiding place, oh God. A spiritual blessing, physical blessing, financial blessing, emotional blessing, relational blessing, hallelujah, occupational blessing, favor and promotion as we abide in you, oh God. I thank you, oh God, even in those fixed places, though, that you are, as we abide, you are loosening and causing a rainfall, opening though up the windows of heaven and pouring out blessing that we do not have room enough to receive as we abide. Oh Lord, we thank you that you're doing it for your glory. In the last verse that we're reading today, in the promise of abiding, from the posture, the promise that cometh out of abiding, in the posture that we're assuming, which is abiding. I'm abiding in Christ. Where you been? Abiding in Christ. What you been doing? Abiding in Christ. Who you talking to? I'm talking to Christ as I abide. Something is different about you. Yes, I've been abiding. What's this new thing you've been doing? Abiding. You're glowing. What you've been doing? Abiding in Christ. Yes. Oh. And last verse 7. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. Because I'm not asking what I will. I'm asking what God's will. What God will. And God's will is now my will, because I'm abiding. We are one. Oh yes, just the same way that Adam abided with God in the garden. And God would visit him in the cool of the day. Oh, it was a cool situation. It's a cool situation to abide. Oh yes. Abiding looks good on you. Abiding in Christ looks good on me. Somebody needs to say that. That we ask. This is a knowing. This is a confident place. This is a fully persuaded. I'm fully persuaded. Steadfast faith. Immovable faith. That as I abide in Christ and pray unto him and ask what ye will, it shall be done unto you. Oh, I'm believing. I'm believing as we abide. We are believing as we abide. In Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. The instruction, the prescription, the answer, the way is abide. And we will see God's miracles, signs, and wonders, the supernatural of God, the supernatural even overshadow and overpower the natural and invade the natural and do some mighty, unusual, amazing, astounding things and wonders as we abide in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmeracha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.